And I'm ready to fight. I'm ready to fight. Oh, my God. Because I am going to complete my assignment. Now, look, as I was getting ready, gospel angel, a little pain hit me in my back. I just blew that off. Ain't nothing going to stop me. Because I had my stuff ready to come and do my assignment. Okay, so that stopped. And then a little something tried to show up in my migraine. Nah, I plead the blood of Jesus. I'm healed, healthy, blessed, and prosperous. And then that left me. So, you know, I'm driving down 401. Okay, I did look good today. 58, you know, no more than 60. Praising God. And at 55, I tell the truth and shame the devil. But I tell you, you cannot tell me if a saint of God don't believe there is someone that's against us. If he against God, he against God's children. And I tell you, we got to plead the blood. I know that iron sharpeneth iron, and a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friends. Right out of Proverbs 27 and 17. I didn't have to call on none of the generals that I know. I can call on the name of the Lord myself. Now, if I can't fight the battle, I got some generals I can call. Some generals in the army of the Lord that will pray me through whatever I'm going through. But I thank God. Ah, Jesus, I thank you, Father. Oh, my God. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done as it is in heaven. Ooh, let it be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever and ever and ever and ever, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm telling you, saints of God, if you don't put your war clothes on, if you don't have on that full armor, oh, God, don't let a breach come up in your armor, because I'm telling you, they waiting for you to let your head down so they can come and attack. And it shall not be so in the name of Jesus. My God, my God, my God. Look, let's get into the word. Today's word of encouragement is going to be based out of 3 John 2nd chapter. My God. I told the gospel angel when I walked up in here, look, I got King James, I got Amplify, and I got the Message. I got all, I'm telling you, I am ready for battle on today. And if I have to give you all 3 translations out of 3 John 2, that is what I plan to do today in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, I hear you, Father. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against us, you shall condemn. We are not in our battle. The battle belongs to the Lord, but we have to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you are so awesome, mighty, and powerful. Come on, saints of God, let me start in the Message. 3 John 2 in the Message. Ooh, we are the best of friends, and I pray for good fortune in everything you do and for your good health, that your everyday affairs prosper as well as your soul. Come on now, that's the Message. But let's go over to King James, and then we go on to the Amplified. I'm going to give you all 3. I want you locked and loaded in the Spirit on today, just like I am. Oh, God. All right. King James says, Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doeth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, come on, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And the Amplified 3 John 2 says, Beloved, we are, even here and now, children of God, and it is not yet made clear what we will be after his coming. We know that, we know that when he comes, and is revealed, we will, as his children, be like him, because we will see him just as he is in all his glory. I tell you, oh my God, if you don't do nothing but remember these words, okay, you know these words are not mine. I'm coming straight out of the Bible. It's in your Bible. But I tell you, I agree 100% with each and every translation that I have read to you on this afternoon. I started to say this morning, feel like morning. Oh my God. Joy comes in the morning. It feel like morning up in WYRN on today. Oh my God. I just love it. I love the word of God. It gets me excited, and I have to try to calm myself down because I know if I stand still, God is going to fight my battles. I wish above all things, saints of God, that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospereth. When we pray for the best in people, the bottom line is we want them to be prosperous in their mind, in their emotions, in their desires, as well as in their health. Today, we're talking about health. Oh, my God. But the major importance today is our health. Saints of God, I'm telling you, I look around and I'm just upset. Because saints of God should not be going through what they're going through. I'm going to tell the truth up in here today. Saints of God should not be going through what they're going through on today. And we know it. We know it. But it's up to us. Yes, God gave us free will, but it's up to us. My God, let's go to Romans 12, 1 and 2. In the name of Jesus. And I'm going to come out of the Amplified this time. Oh, thank you, Father, for your word. Romans 12, 1 and 2 out of the Amplified says, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies, dedicating all of yourself, set apart as a living sacrifice, holy and well-pleasing to God, which is your rational, logical, intelligent act of worship. And verse 2 says, and do not be conformed to this world any longer with its superficial values and customs, but be transformed and progressively change as you mature spiritually by the renewing of your mind, focusing on godly values and ethical attitudes, so that you may prove for yourself what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect in his plan and purpose for you. Come on, saints of God. I know that was a bit much, but I know y'all are tracking with me on today. I know God has a plan for our lives, and he tells us in his will. But do we know what's in his will? What is God's plan for our lives? You know, I'm believing today for crazy faith, and I believe God in his word. Oh, my God. Ooh, crazy faith, that everyone listening today can walk into good health. Is that your desire on today? God gave us a blueprint. Yes, he gave us a blueprint in his will. I tell you, the question before us today, what must I do today to be healthy? Come on now. If you and I would think back on the very first miracle that we read about in the gospel, oh my God, John 2 and 5, come on. Mary said unto the men of the wedding, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Isn't that the key to receiving our miracle on today? We can develop crazy faith right now concerning our health and the health of our loved ones. God is speaking to the body of Christ. We can live a healthy life. Is it a secret? Come on, to living a prosperous, free, diseased life? Come on now. Sickness? Oh, that's not a part of God. And if the Holy Spirit lives within us, that's not a part of us. Come on now. You know, Pastor Miles tell us, look, he praying 120 years. I'm touching and agree right now in the spirit, because if you look at Genesis 6 and 3, I want you to see where that comes from. Genesis 6 and 3 out of the King James Bible says, and the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. Come on, praise the Lord right now. He told us back in the beginning, Oh, my God. If you do what's right, if you do my will, if you obey, willing and obedient, come on now, 120 years in the name of Jesus. I want everything my Father has for me. And I can see myself still walking around here doing the will of my Father at 120. I'm putting it in the atmosphere for crazy faith to be here 120 years in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, I love you on today, Father. Come on now. Woo, Proverbs 23:7 says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee." Come on. Our heart needs to line up with the will of our Father in the name of Jesus. People of God, today, if we just spend a little bit of time studying the word and his will, I'm telling you, I believe for longevity and good health in the name of Jesus. I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. 120 years. Come on now. Ooh, if he can renew our youth like an eagle, he can give us 120 years in good health. And I praise him for it right now in the name of Jesus. If we can just reach it, I tell you, ooh, on this side of Zion, I tell you, Mother, you're going to have to calm down because you can't get your words out. You just, I thank God that he is giving us the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding to build and to establish our bodies in good health with nutrition. We got to keep the poison out of our bodies. Come on now. We must keep the poison out of our bodies. Just because it looks good doesn't mean it's good for us. Come on now. We desire above all things that the Holy Spirit has a clean temple to dwell in. That's my desire, and I know that's your desire too. If I'm right, say amen. My God, I thank you. Whoo, when we were ignorant, come on now, we didn't know. They put it in front of us. We sat there. We ate it. We didn't know. They didn't know. But now we know better. We must do better. We must treat our bodies, oh my God, as the temple that our Heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus, and the Holy Spirit resides in. We're all a living witness, oh my God, that if we don't do what's right, it will wreak havoc on our bodies. And I believe, oh my God, that the pharmaceutical industry, I heard yesterday, they was the second largest in the world. The pharmaceutical industry is getting rich and rich and rich every day. Oh my God, but I'm not going to sugarcoat what I have been learning and studying. I'm here to share it with you. And I tell you, they will no longer be going straight to the bank with our money. My God. Whoo, but you know what, saints? I'm not going to say it's easy. We are all on this journey together. And last week I said we got to go back to the basics. Come on now. I thank God for his word. Ooh, we read it in Romans 8:1. Oh, my God. Let me turn there right quick. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you. And I bless you. I bless you. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Yes, we have to put this flesh under subjection, because if the flesh is in charge, we in trouble. Tell the truth and shame the devil. One thing for sure is God has blessed us with free will. So if it's your will to line up with his will, we'll see all 120 years that he told us about in Genesis 6:3. My God, my God, my God. We have to put this flesh under condemnation. Oh, my God. Put that flesh under subjection. That flesh said, no, you ain't getting up and walk. Devil, shut up. In the name of Jesus, we getting ready to get up and we getting ready to walk 2 miles, not just one. I'm going to go an extra mile. In the name of Jesus, our God. In order for us to live in good health, we must put this flesh under subjection. I just can't say it enough. And if you say, devil, shut up in the name of Jesus, you got to put that power behind it. My God, we can do this, saints of God. I know we can. There's nothing too hard for our God. And if we reside in him, he reside in us. That means there's nothing too hard for us. My God, my God. It reminds me of the jailer. Come on now. You know when Paul and Silas was locked up. My God, my God, my God. Ooh, thank you, Father. And the jailer said to them, what must I do to be saved? Yo, y'all remember that? Ooh, God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. My God, I believe our sons and daughters want to be healthy the same way we are. 120 years is to everybody that is in Christ. My God. The secret of what I've learned to be healthy is to find out how to obtain the right nutrients, eating properly, exercising, and keeping the toxins out of our body so we can be on that great highway to good health. Come on, I'm not talking about the highway to heaven. I'm talking about the highway to good health. That'll come at a later time. So right now we have to decree and declare over our lives. Oh, my God, put it out in the atmosphere, kingdom citizens. Oh, my God, that we will be those who see 120 years in the name of Jesus. Now, in order to get better at it, anything, we're going to have to put in some time and study. We got to put in the work. What does it take to keep our immune systems in tip-top shape? Our taste buds have been hijacked. Yes, they have. But let's get them back. Let's get our taste buds back. There's some healthy things out here, saints, that we can be doing. And it's some healthy food that actually tastes good. And it is good for us. What must we do to be healthy? Oh, my God. I was listening to Apostle Thompson, and he said, oh, God, to check what I'm putting on in the inside and having faith in God. Check what you're putting on the inside and have faith in God. Let us have crazy faith for good health starting today. All things are possible if we only believe. And I believe we can add years to our life if we change what we eat and when we eat it. Yes, yes, and yes. I know this is a different word of encouragement on today, but it's needed. It is time that we do something about it. Low energy, no energy, walking around dehydrated. It's not good, people of God. It's not beneficial to us. Come on now. Or the ones that we love. Kingdom citizens, I'm the first partaker of this word. And it's time to be mindful of what we put in our bodies. It's time to walk by faith. Come on, crazy faith, and not by sight. It's time to let anybody else stop anybody else from dictating or running our lives, because we're ready to make a change. I know I am. I'm not where I want to be, but I'm on my way to being where I need to be in the name of Jesus. And it's okay to be called a health nut. I don't care. Call me health nut or even radical. You can even call me radical about this thing. But when it comes to good health, my God, I am going. I got some great grandbabies. I need to be around here. I want to see them babies graduate college, not just high school. I want to see them graduate college. I want to go to the park with them. I want to run a couple of laps with them. And I can't do that if I'm not taking good care of my health. So I change it in the name of Jesus. I tell you, last month when we did that 21-day fast, oh my, something got a hold of me, and I'm glad about it. Ooh, the Holy Spirit is here to guide us, saints. And he's never, ever, ever let us down the wrong side of the highway. Amen, amen, amen. So today my prayer is for longevity, good health, and a prosperous life. Life more abundantly in the name of Jesus. Come on, let's prophesy to our own bodies. I see you healthy. I see you strong. I see you energized, and I see you blessed in the name of Jesus. Come on now. Isaiah 1:19 told us, If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. This land is not to make us sick, beloved. I wish above all things, thank you, Father, that we are all in good health in the name of Jesus. My God, I was singing a song. Jesus, I'll never forget what you done for me. My. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Yes, God. Jesus, I'll never forget. Oh, never. Come on, saints. We're going to be willing and obedient. And we're going to eat the good of the land. We're going to study God's word. And we're going to see what his will is for us. Oh, my God. I thank you, Father. No matter what anybody else says, we are going to go and we're going to do what the Father has told us. Because he already has the best plans for our life. The Father has the best plans. Now, if we can do some crazy faith, let's do some crazy faith on self first. I have crazy faith for good health in the name of Jesus. Now, if you don't know the Father I'm talking about on today, let me invite you to see who he is so he can start working on you like he's working on me. Oh, my God. There is a call to salvation I want to share with you. And you know, it is based out of Romans 10, 9 and 10. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh, my God. Father, I thank you right now that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. All right now, come on, let's do it. Come on, clear your hearts and your minds and come on, repeat after me. Father, I repent of all my sins. Father, I now accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Jesus, thank you for coming into my heart and coming into my life and saving me. Now, Father, thank you for making me a king and a priest in your kingdom through Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Saints of God, I'm going to be obedient to my time. I got 2 minutes. 2 minutes. I'm doing good, gospel angel. Jeremiah 33:3. Come on. What the Father said? Call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this opportunity, the last Thursday in the month of February, to come on this radio station and to be before your sons and daughters. God, I thank you that they have ears to hear what thus says the Lord. They know these are not my words, Father. I'm coming to be the mailman, make a delivery, and go head on to my next assignment in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you to give them crazy faith, Father, that they know beyond a shadow of a doubt that they too can walk in good health, that we can claim your word, Genesis 6:3, that you said, Father, 120 years. We claim it now, Father. Now, Father, I ask you to bless each and every listener richly with your grace, more mercy in the name of Jesus. Open our eyes that we can see what we're doing, Father, and let your will constantly be done in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Saints of God, be blessed. I'm on time. Woo! What an on time God we serve. Thank you, Lord. If the Lord say the same, I'll be back next Thursday with more words of encouragement. Be blessed.
For the past 30 minutes, you've been listening to Words of Encouragement with Mother Denise. Heard each Thursday at 1 o'clock p.m. Mother Denise, an amazing woman of God, delivering words of encouragement in a time in which it's needed most.